you on our Shift Today Radio Experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I once again am honored to be your ministry morning host as we collectively come together to share perspectives and be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Just a reminder that every time you join us live or even listen to our podcast later, every segment is filled with insightful and inspiring messages and power-packed decrees from the Word of God. So I'm so glad to join you today and partner to come alongside of you to equip you, empower you so that you can make a difference by faith in your realm of influence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'm so glad for this morning broadcast today, and thank you for waking each one of us up today. Thank you for your fresh impartations and a fresh anointing that is uncontaminated and uncompromised today. For this is the day that you've given each one of us, and we are so grateful and glad to be in it. Father, we thank you for this nation that we live in, and we thank you for the leaders of our nation. Father, I thank you that you're always causing their thoughts to become agreeable to your will, and their hearts are in your hand. Our thoughts and our hearts are in your hands even today, Father God. We say release and have your way today in the name of Jesus. And no weapon that is formed against any of us shall prosper. Holy Spirit, do what you do best as my ministry partner and host. Precede us. Think through my mind and think through my lips and play. None of me and all of you. Open up all of our hearts to be able to hear your word today with clarity in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, even for Father, for Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for praying for each one of us that our faith would fail not. Say that with me. My faith will not fail in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you that as we place our faith with you, that we shall have whatsoever we say, and we can continue to speak to the mountains. Mountains in our families, mountains in whatever areas of influence that you have called each one of us to govern over in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you've given us this earth, and we are getting it by faith that this earth is ours, this nation is ours, and we shall bear rule in Jesus' name. If you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. One of the things I'm so thankful for, I know we've had our past election, and we've been talking about yesterday with God that there was a certain God, like there are gods in the earth, and there was, even in Scripture, there were certain men and certain women that God always used to get his point across, to for him, his kingdom to be established, because when he sent Jesus to preach the kingdom of God, to live the kingdom of God, to manifest the kingdom of God. And though we have just had our previous election and we have all of the candidates that are in place, whether they're Democratic or whether they're Republic, remember that Jesus didn't come for either side. He came to bring and preach the kingdom. But in the meantime, while we are still in the earth and occupying in our realms of influence, we will continue to pray and give thanks for our nation, because so many times we're going to take advantage of this week once again of thanking God for who he is, but also thanking God today specifically for the nation that we have been born in. Remember, you have been born from above, but you have come through your mother's womb in the city or state that you were born in. Hear what I'm telling you today. For me personally, I wasn't born in Chicago. I came through Chicago in Mercy Hospital. Hear what I'm telling you today. But I was born from above. And as long as we keep that mindset that we are up above, especially as believers seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we are above time. We are above turmoil. We are above whatever the world is offering. We are above it, and we're going to maintain it by faith. And see, we can stay in a position of thanksgiving no matter what the world is doing, no matter who they choose to be in the office, no matter who they remove or who they reprove or who they like and who they don't like. We get a chance to love everybody because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. When did that love become shed abroad in your heart? The moment that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your DNA, your very nature changed, your spirit changed as you've been transformed and translated, shall I say, kingdom of darkness. And here you have been planted in the kingdom of God's dear son. And remember, as I always say and pray on Shift Today Radio Experience, that whatever is not planted of God in the name of Jesus, even today, may that thing be uprooted, because whatever God plants, he grows. And so it's a matter of you and I being in these environments, in the community, and staying together, connected with the body, not dividing the body, staying connected with the body of Christ, not joining the world in their conversations and in their world bashing and the things that they do to the people. We will not partake of that as believers, but we're going to be thankful that we were born in a nation that was free and not in bondage. Hear what I'm telling you today, and continue to pray. Pray for those nations that are, even some nations, that they're in bondage, because guess what? They refuse to surrender. They refuse to yield to the Most High God. They can be aware of the Most High God, but we don't know exactly what the root is, but most likely it has a lot to do with a lot of control and manipulation that is being exalted over those countries and over those, especially third world countries, where they're refusing to acknowledge Jesus and his lordship. Hear what I'm telling you today. So with that today, we will be decreeing and declaring and giving thanks to God for our nation, because what does the word of God tell us? He says, blessed is the nation, prosperous is that nation who has God as their Lord. They will be the people he has chosen for his own. So see, it's time for us as the people to awake, to pray, and to slay. Awake meaning arise, get up when you're called, as you're being led by the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that awakens you. Don't just think you was awakened in the middle of the night because you might have had, well, it could have been too, because you may have eaten the wrong thing. But at the same time, when you're awakened in the middle of the night, sometimes that's the Holy Spirit quickening you that he's in need of your spirit as an intercessor to pray. So blessed and prosperous is that nation whose God is Lord, for they will be his chosen. Well, remember, you didn't choose God. God chose you. And because he chose you, you have an opportunity now to choose God, to choose his ways, to choose his thoughts, to choose his behaviors, to choose his reactions, and to do it all by faith. Hear what I'm telling you today. So Psalm 33:12 is where we're going to base our prayer on today, and it's also on our Today I Decree. Today we'll be decreeing for our nation, because we are thankful for our nation. There's nothing like being in a nation where we can partake of the things that God has extended to us. This is all by grace. And I like to say grace is gifts received. Gifts received. I mean, faith is a gift. The presence of God is a gift. The Holy Spirit is a gift. Having a soundness of mind is a gift. Having community and being in a body of believers, even that's a gift. Sometimes we take these things and people for granted because they are occupying often our space. But remember, these gifts are attributes that God has given us, and God wants that thanksgiving. He allows us to experience it, because a spirit of thanksgiving can arise in us to overflow when we go back and constantly give glory to God. I mean, I just found myself yesterday just being so grateful for so many things. Once again, my power had went out in our residential area. We had a temporary blackout for several hours, but I was still grateful. So the point that I want to make, one of the points as well as the Spirit is leading me today, always look for the good things. Be thankful for what you got left. So many times, as even in the world, we see what the nation is not doing, or what the president tweeted or retweeted, or something that he said, or someone from the Senate, or someone in your community, or a leader in your community, or a family member, or a neighbor, or a friend, or a brother, or sister, sibling, whatever it is. Pull the good out of it. What does the scripture tell us? Didn't he take on these things? And what are those things that we are to think on? Let me pull that up very quickly. That's what I like about live broadcast. Think on these things. And so let's go to Philippians 4, where he says, what are these things to think on? Because I believe if we all started thinking our minds, and that is in our souls, thinking on these things, it's going to produce a spirit of thanksgiving. thinking on what is true. In other words, he says, fix your thoughts. And he says, now that make this one final thing. There are many things, but make this a final thing where you can fix your thoughts from the New Living Translation. Fix your thoughts on what is true. Just think about what is true. I mean, just you can just thank God that you're no longer in unbelief. You may not decide to believe, but you can't say that you're not aware of the truth that exists, the elephant in the middle of the room. Hear what I'm telling you today. So even whatever it is, you should thank God that you are a believer. So think on the thing that is true and the thing that is honorable. In other words, what is full of integrity? You know, everybody's not lying in the world. Hear what I'm telling you today. You even got believers that are telling the truth and will, for like I know for me, I would rather tell you the truth than to stand before you and tell you a lie or something that I would have to regret. But not only that, that would be dishonorable, not only to myself and to you, but it's ultimately dishonorable to God. So thank God that you have integrity. Think on the things that are honorable. You know, you still have honorable judges in the nation. They ain't all unrighteous judges. Think on the things that are right. Think on the things that are pure. Think on the things that are lovely, like yourself. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Think on those things. Don't nitpick yourself together. How could you be thankful for your body if you're always pulling your body apart or pulling something away that God is saying that I'm working together for your good, and though you may not be able to see it yet, I need you to still stay fast and stay focused and press on in. Think on the things that are lovely. Think, and these are all attributes of God. Think of the things that are admirable. There are things that you can admire. Admire your gifts and talents. Admire what Jesus did. The thing that he did that was pure. His blood that was pure. His blood wasn't tainted. The word of God that isn't tainted. The word of God is pure. The word of God is true. And these, think on these things that are excellent. Think on these things that are worthy of praise. And I believe just even fixing your thoughts on these things, and things that you have learned, things that you've received, even from this platform and other platforms, things that you have heard from me, things that you've heard from others, things that you've seen people practice over and over again. You know, it's a choice. Every single day I have to make the same choices that you have to make to be right, to think lovely, to say the right things, to ask God to set a guard in my mouth so I don't sin against him, think on things that are excellent, think on things that are praiseworthy, and then live in peace. And the God of peace, he will be with you. Just the fact that God is with you is worth getting up every day and saying thank you. Even in the midst of those unwelcoming, painful experiences, there's nothing like having an invitation from someone that is near you, that's the spirit of the Holy Spirit, who's the spirit of truth. He's there with you, even in the midnight hour. He says, though even you make up your bed in Sheol, he says, I'm there. I mean, he's not going to escort you to hell, but he sure will let you to go. Why? Because he's giving you another gift, the gift of a free will. So there's so many things that if you fix, just fix your thoughts on one of these things, a few of these things, it will explode out of you an overwhelmingness of thanksgiving. You will just be so overflowing. You would run out of words. You would have to go into Urabashike just praying in tongues and saying, God, I'm going to even praise you in my highest level of praise to you and converse with you because I'm just overflowing in gratefulness and thankfulness. These are the things that you can think on. And so now that we are in this nation, this free nation, hear what I'm telling you today. You were born in a nation where you can get a lot done without a lot of adversity. Hear what I'm telling you. But I mean, if we don't stand on our position and get up on our watches, you know, there are many watches. There are 8 watches. Don't forget about your watch. When you get on that watch, pray with the Holy Spirit. Pray for the late nation. It's like you're getting up there with God and you're looking to and fro, seeing how the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray, who he's leading you to pray for. He may lead you to pray for somebody specifically in the Senate. You may call out the Senate's name, or if you know them, or you know, from research or whatever it is, or someone in the Democratic Party, and you just stay on that one person and that one party for about 30 days, and I bet you'll see some change. And just think, all that'll be attributed to the prayers that you partner with the Holy Spirit. So prayer is so important. So thinking on those things, praying for the nation. So I want to really get in this morning to decree and declare over our nation today, because I'm thankful to be a citizen of the United States, but I'm also thankful to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is a nation too. It has laws, it has jurisdiction, it has boundaries, it has people that are in it, citizens or members in the body of Christ. So we can thank God that God is our Lord. He's the Lord in the kingdom, and he's Lord in the nation. When did he become Lord? When we decreed it, when we decided a thing in Jesus' name. So let's decree and declare this together in the name of Jesus. But before we do, let's build ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, because as I've shared many times, there are benefits of praying in tongues, because when you're praying in the Holy Spirit, let me share a few of these benefits with you. You are entering immediately into the supernatural realm, because you are getting above the natural realm, which is where we're called to live in our mindsets. Remember, we have the mind of Christ, and we hold the thoughts and purposes of his heart. Well, that's supernatural. When we pray in tongues, we're praying, we're communicating to God. We're divinely decoding the secrets, because the mysteries of God isn't supposed to be mysterious for us. It's supposed to be mysterious for the enemy. That's why we can constantly pray Ephesians 1, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened so that we would know the hope of our calling. Hear what I'm telling you today. When we're praying in tongues, we're pulling from the past into the future, into the now, where God is. When we're praying in tongues, we're building up ourselves and stimulating our faith. When we're praying in tongues, we're aligning ourselves with the divine will of God. We want the perfect will of God for this nation. I don't know about you, but I don't want God's permissive will, which means something that he has to allow to happen, praise God that he's still with us and for his permissive will, but I would want the perfect will of God. When we're praying in tongues, we're qualifying all things to work together for good, and we're rendering to God to live inside of us and to make miracles inside of our minds. Remember, we're living a life from the inside out, not from the outside in. Remember, the things of the world on the outside of us are always trying to bring us to a place of containment. God doesn't want you contained. Yes, he does want you to live in boundaries, because boundaries are healthy. And the boundaries is the word of God, for instance. Don't go beyond the word of God. Don't go beyond anything. Anything that you go beyond, you get into lasciviousness, and then you could get all possibly into sin and temptation. So when we're praying in tongues also, we're enlarging our perspectives and God's potency in our lives. We're being refreshed and rested when we're praying in tongues. So those are just a few things, as deep as calling out to deep from the noise of the waterfalls. But I want to take a few moments so that we can build ourselves up and pray in the Spirit for the nation, which means I want you to see the nation or see someone in our nation, whether if it's our president, whoever it is. That's the best way to pray for the president anyway, or the Senate, or our nation in general, the legislation, the Congress. Just put them all together. The God knows them by name, and then we just pray in the Holy Ghost. And see, when we're doing that, God's perfect will is being done. Y ese querebo soco voto robo sacanda tarabasique, resequendere voto toto rabasico no ramamasique, rasacanda tarabasico toto rabasique, rebo saca, roso condo ramasique, tete rebo saca tatarobo soco to rabasique, roso coto toto 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 rababasique, tete rabasico no ramasique. Come on, build yourself up, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray over this great nation. You're partnering with God now. Rasakanda Tarabasike de Bototo Rabasike, Rosso Condora, Mamamasike de Boso Condora Masike. Touch the hearts of these leaders, Lord God. Rasata Tarabasikondora Mamasike, and their minds where they make decisions. Andatarabasike de Bosaka. Cause their thoughts to become agreeable to your will, so that we as your people can live in quiet and peaceable habitations. Today we are thankful for our great nation, the United States, and partnering nations and the nation of Israel. Have mercy and grace upon our nation today, Father. If you agree with the prayer that you're praying so that we can make our daily decrees, why don't you go ahead and say with me, amen and amen. Let's decree. Father God, I thank you for this blessed and prosperous nation that you have given us. Jesus Christ is Lord over the United States of America. May your kingdom be manifested, Lord, and your Holy Spirit rest upon every leader and citizen on every level in the United States. Father God, according to your word, you have urged us to intercede and give thanks for all the leaders in authority. Out of honor and respect for your word, thank you for our president and his cabinet members of Congress, House of Representatives, and Senate, the Supreme Court justices, and every leader occupying positions of authority. May they be surrounded by believers that are full of your spirit and godly counsel, and be filled with the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord without measure. May your righteous occupy every position of authority in our nation, state, and city, and take their stands for godliness and rule in honesty so that your people will live in quiet and peaceable habitations from our borders to our local communities. May you, Father, uproot the unrighteous that are frustrating your divine will and plans for our nation. Remove them or reprove them. Every leader's heart is in your hand, Father, and you turn them for your predestined purposes. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our leaders in our nation, states, and cities have the courage as they use their voices as an offensive and defensive weapon to stand against the wiles and the deception of the enemy. I decree and declare today that all of our spiritual leaders and the leaders of our nation continually seek your faith and hear and respond to your voice alone. May the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, and may they discern good from evil, not as the eyes of man, but through spiritual eyes. I rejoice in this rich, great nation today that you have caused, Father, us to inherit with other believers. This is my nation where I will rule as you have called me to rule, and I will responsibly cover your appointed leaders and citizens in the United States in my prayers and decrees. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. Today I will it, I take it, and I have what the word of God says in my nation. Every leader's name is great, noble, holy, with humility, love, and peace. Their names are associated with gentleness, faith, self-control. The leaders of our nation are operating out of fairness, wisdom, health, and prosperity, kingdom undertaking, integrity, righteousness in Christ, morality, honesty and grace, joy, long-suffering and meekness, goodness, generosity. The leaders of our nation have the vision of the Lord, the mission of the Lord, and the partners to execute the wisdom and mission of the Lord. The leaders of our nation and the citizens of our nation, their names are associated with intelligence, knowledge, the anointing, and great success. Our nation is covered under the blood of Jesus, and no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I seal these declarations of faith concerning the nation and partnering nations in Israel in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or imagine, according to the power that is working in me and working throughout our nation. To him that is able to keep us from failing and falling, presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the Almighty God, our righteous King, our Heavenly Father, the Lord of Lords, eternal God, immortal God, invincible God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we decree. If hallelujah is the highest praise, come on and say it with me, hallelujah. Even now, Jesus is rebuking every retaliating foe that is coming against our nation and against our prosperity and against our peace and against our wealth in the name of Jesus. We shall be established to live in our nation in quiet and peaceable habitation. We decree and believe these things in the matchless name of Jesus. For surely the righteous shall prevail as we give thanks to our God and his name. The upright shall dwell in his for his very faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, partners and friends, for making this mission possible today. I don't know about you, but be glad that you are and thankful that you are living in a great nation. When did the nation become great? The moment that you believed it, the moment that you decreed it. We're not waiting for the nation to tell us when our nation is good and bad. We're decreeing it now, and we're thankful for this great nation. This nation is blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart in Jesus' name. I love you and God bless you. And give thanks today for this great nation. In Jesus' name, amen.